We're live. Welcome everybody to another edition of Gentleman Dog Portrait. With me today in the, this isn't even a studio, it's a classroom. But with me today are my good friends Gerard, Anthony.
Live from St. John's Hall.
I'm Gerard. Alma mater.
Oh man, I'm Anthony. This is a pleasure to be here. I'm having fun in this
classroom. You are a hard man to get a hold of.
Holy I know, yeah, man. I can't get a hold of myself half the time. Yeah. So I'm actually glad to.
Yeah, I tried getting you earlier, and you're like, I'm in San Diego. I'm like, you're.
I think it was a good time. Good food. Good margaritas.
Yeah, there's like a lot of good pictures of you guys. Just like Absolutely. You leaning on a palm. What did it feel like to lean on a palm tree and not an oak or whatever the hell we have here?
Very different. Warm.
Soothing. I think we have more than one tree variety.
No, we do.
I don't know.
There's palm trees, and then there's other trees.
Well, I mean, palm trees are definitely like very different to me.
If I saw a palm tree,
I don't live
tree.
In a tropical locale. People were way nicer there. I didn't like that. It kind of like skeeved me out.
Really?
Yeah.
I've learned that about anywhere else other than New York. Like, no. People are just incredibly nice.
Yeah, nice.
Like
but what
see,
is
I
with
miss
it?
The asshole-ish nature. They're like walking down the street. Like, the beggars would come up and offer to shake their hand. And they'd introduce their
really?
Names to me. Be like, hey, I'm Dave. And I'm like, no, dude, I don't want you. It's harder for me to say no when you're like, I'm Dave. How you doing?
It's hard to say no anyway. I feel like with that, it's just like you might not even want anything. Maybe they just
want
to talk to
someone. No, definitely
yeah, they want something.
They definitely want something.
All right. Let me bring you back to my hobo cave. It's all right. I just
although it
the
is
carpet.
In San Diego, it probably looks pretty nice.
Yeah.
And it's got beautiful weather there. I mean,
beautiful.
It was like around 70 something.
Maybe it's a palm tree.
Skies.
Maybe it's a bunch of palm trees.
Bunch of palm trees, a tree lot.
Maybe they live in a palm. I don't know. They don't live in a palm,
lives in a palm tree.
An appointment?
I would.
An appalm. I keep forgetting this is like a danger puns ahead.
Oh, absolutely.
You friggin' people. Not you people, whatever.
You.
We're all
people.
White.
Us people.
Specifying that.
But am I?
Pretty white.
You can't do this on me, are you? I took metaphysics.
I'm sorry.
I took metaphysics. You can't do this on
know,
me.
Yeah, metaphysics is very fun. My teacher was awesome. Cut many deals.
I was waiting for that.
Great guy. Really
inspirational. Do we need to explain that? Do you guys need to explain that?
Well, I mean,
I can tell the story.
I can tell the story. So yeah. There would, I was never the most perfect student with attendance in metaphysics, but I would show up, you know, frequently every 2 weeks, and it would be great because I would sit and when I wasn't there, I would show up after class and be like, hey, you know, your class is at 9. Metaphysics is a pretty heavy subject to talk about at 9, so instead I'd wake up at 12 and go meet my professor at 1, catch some lunch and talk philosophy for like 2 hours. So he appreciated that. And when I was there, I would just do awesome with attendance and everything and participation. But there was another student who actually had a worse attendance record than I did, who was my student buddy, which meant we actually exchanged contact information for when one person was missing. You could call the other and have the status of what the classwork was, but since we both pretty much never went to class, it was a terrible system. So I was wondering, because in the class we had two papers and we had weekly assignments where we have to read different readings, summarize them, and explain them. And I was talking to my friend, and I asked him as we got close to the end of the semester, I go, hey, you, how's the paper status going? He's like, oh, I didn't do anything yet. And I go, well, what do you mean? And he says, I spoke with our professor, and I offered him a deal. I go, well, what type of deal? He goes, well, instead of writing two papers, I negotiated it to one paper on any subject, and I could hand it in a week after the final date. And I'm like, how did that work? He goes, well, I tried to get a C+. And my teacher was like, no, I don't think I could do it. How about a C-?
He could do it.
The fact that he considered this deal to begin with.
I mean, the guy was pretty cool. Like, our teacher was awesome.
I get that.
I feel like silly because I got an A, but I put a lot of work in. I mean, I would have taken a B+ for like half the papers. That would have been fine.
Oh, God. I actually remember taking metaphysics in Rome. Like, we would just meet him after class, just kind of like hang out with him. And you think that would actually have like a happy ending, just kind of like we would hang out, we would talk philosophy, would actually discuss what we learned in class,
mm-hmm.
or like stayed awake through. And turns out he was everyone's worst enemy, like with the final. Like people who were getting A's in the class and like actually talking, like ended up getting like C+.
Really?
And you know those types, the ones who are like consistently getting A's.
Yeah. One would have thought he would have just wanted to see everything you guys did. I know when we were there for the week that we went up there, you mm-hmm. know what I mean? Like we just saw everything and there was no school to deal with, so I can't imagine.
That's the best time. Going away to places with schools is terrible.
Well, I just wouldn't go to school. I would just go away.
Because it's a vacation and then there's friggin' responsibility.
There's work. Like, you have to still study and do everything you do here, but in a place where you're not normally. So.
Yeah, and the drinking age is lower.
Well, that's at that time that was significant.
It is a significant. Now it's just like, it's also more like a company. Like, you know, that's when you're in places like Italy. I'm sorry. What did you say?
I just want to know if that actually stops anyone. Like,
well,
beforehand.
I mean, it does. I mean, like 14-year-olds go and drink at the bars because like they can maintain themselves properly. I don't know. They have an air of maturity among them. But yeah, like, you know, when you're in places like Italy, you wake up, you drink a glass of wine, you go to work at, you know,
it's
11 a.m.
It's like
your
the
day,
nonsense.
Take an hour break
here
at 12, then you siesta from 3 to 4, and then go back to shop around 5, and then you just hang out for a little bit and tell people you're closing in 5 minutes for the next 2 hours. So
I feel like we're confusing a couple of cultures. When does Oktoberfest fit in here?
I mean, I'm exaggerating. It was a wonderful place, and it was a lot of fun. Definitely a much more laid-back atmosphere. However, if you needed something after 7 p.m., which was not an alcoholic beverage or food, good luck finding it.
Oh, yeah, I remember. When I first went to Europe, when the plane touched ground and I like went out to explore, everything closed after like 5.
You know, you mentioned planes. When I was there, actually, it was the first time there was record breaking snow in Rome. It was 6 inches, and the city shut down for like 2.5 weeks. And
two and a half weeks.
Oh yeah, because
you were there.
Oh, I was there, and like nothing happened. You couldn't deliver food. The grocery stores were empty completely. Delivery men wouldn't be
the bread
sent
and
out
milk
because they were threatened. They felt like their lives were endangered. There was literally like 2 inches of snow on the ground after a couple of days, but it was like cobblestone, so you get that slipping factor. Anyway, I had been flying from Barcelona back into Rome when this occurred. And half the airport just decided to not show up that day. Yeah. So from touchdown to actually getting back to the airport took about 2.5 hours. Now, granted, this was like a 1 hour flight. So it took longer to get off the airport. They wouldn't even let us get off the plane. Like, they just let us like sit there for 2 hours. You could have walked. It was about a 10, maybe 15-minute walk to the airport from like the taxiing center. They waited to get buses. They apologized to us. And it was also flying Ryanair, which I don't know if you guys have ever flown Ryanair.
I have, and
those,
it's a giant infomercial in the air.
I'm pretty sure those pilots are ex-cons who take a shot of whiskey before they fly, but it is a wild ride.
I got sold perfume on that plane. I don't think that has ever actually happened to me. Like, they just came down and was like, sir, would you like to buy some perfume? Why?
You can't even make an airline food joke. It's just, here's perfume. I don't, nothing to eat.
Here's perfume. Please buy. I don't even know. I don't wish Ryanair on anybody. And I know that's like a giant joke when it comes to Europe.
I mean, it was the best part about it was like, it's like, you know, $30 fly kind of wherever you want.
Very true, actually.
Yeah. Oh, really? There's no guarantee you'll make it, but at least you.
That's how it works.
Yeah, no, it was really cheap.
To fly over there?
Yeah, but you're flying like a tin can. The pilot's like, all right, get ready for the ride of your life. And it sure is.
I think it's like
sure
the equivalent of, I think it's the equivalent of like taking JFK to like what? Philadelphia or something to like travel in between countries.
But see,
there.
JFK uses planes. I don't know what Ryanair uses. I'm not exactly
giant metal
sure.
Birds.
Yeah, really. It's like they're birds with Australian accents and like or British accents, whatever the pilots had. And it was great. You know, I'd be like, they'd just be sitting
one day,
there.
They were one and the same. Back in history.
I don't know. That's oh, that's
true.
A good point.
They yeah, I know.
That's why the accent is so similar yet so different. Yeah. Mostly similar.
Whatever happened to our accents? We were one and the same, right?
Were we?
Yeah, us and Britain. Well,
oh, I thought you were talking like way back in like the Australopithecus days.
No,
in Ethiopia. Remember when we all talked the same and we all came from like the cradle of humanity?
Ah, that was a great cradle. Very cozy. I loved it.
I love my mobile.
Hey, right. What happened to our accent? I mean, our big brother over there across the sea, a small pond.
Because most of us aren't actually from here. Like, a lot of us are from other countries.
That's a good point.
Yeah, no, I came in like a second wave of immigration. Not me personally, but like great.
I think I'm third generation.
I'm like a 1.75 or something, because my mom came from Italy when she was 10. My dad was born in the Italian province of Brooklyn, so I mean.
Oh, he was born in Brooklyn.
Yeah, he was born in Brooklyn. But his parents came here from Italy, and then my mom's parents came from Italy too, so I don't know what that makes me. I'm just an enigma. An amalgamation.
I'm
going to
go with American.
Yes, it makes me a true-blooded American.
Yep.
Anyone born here is true-blooded. I would say true-blooded American. I mean, we all like to say, oh, you know, my family's like part Irish, Italian. I mean, if you're born here, you're from here.
Yeah, but still, who wants to be like from, I mean, all right, from New York's pretty cool, but I want to be like from like, you know, something cool. Like, Italy's pretty cool.
It is.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, we have all this like bravado and all this swagger, and yet we're still like, oh, where are you from? Well, my family's Irish, Italian, and I don't know anything about either of those places, but, you know.
I know some stuff about
no,
it.
No, I'm not saying
like,
that you don't.
Garibaldi
just
and the Red Shirts, like, United Italy, and they did a bunch of fun stuff out there.
I'm not about to spell.
Give me bloodshed.
Fun stuff.
All right, maybe.
Wars and rations and curfews.
I guess we might have read different history books, Dean, I mean.
Well, I think that goes with a lot of people that, like, they take a lot of their cultural heritage and they just like they still live it. Like for Italian families, oh, my mom makes the pasta every day.
Dude, I make mean sauce every gnocchi. I've learned how to make some sauces. My dad taught me how to make the pasta carbonara, which is like knock his.
And he's talking with his hands too.
That's the mic can't capture.
No, even the accent comes out.
It's unbelievable. My grandma's taught me how to make a bunch of different things. And
plus the rainbow cookies.
Oh, the rainbow cookies.
The
rainbow cookies. I have perfected these rainbow cookies. Now, first off, a little bit of a side right here. The rainbow cookies. I've heard 7-layer cookies. No, that's bullshit. Rainbow cookies, tricolor cookies. All right, I understand that. But 7 layers. I understand you're trying to, you know, oh, there's a layer of chocolate, then there's some jam.
Barely a layer.
No. That doesn't count. First off, there's 2 chocolates. You can't count those as both layers. It's unfair. Cheating. It's not. Yeah, that's cheating. Like, that's repetition. I understand it might be good for the soul. It ain't good for the cookies. So I'm like, I want you to just clarify that. Rainbow cookies, they're unbelievable. One of my favorite desserts. One of the 3 things I know how to make that's dessert-based. The 2 others being red velvet cake and chocolate chip cookies.
Oh, yeah, those are the
things. Oh, I actually know a 4th thing, too. It's a wine cookie. It's actually made with milk or eggs.
Really?
Yeah, it's made with 1 cup cooking sherry, 1 cup olive oil, 1 cup sugar, pinch of salt, and then as much flour as you want until you feel like the consistency.
That's a cookie?
Yeah,
you gotta make that, man. I've never had that.
Oh, it's awesome. They're really good. They're great to dunk.
I gotta know what was going through the original cook's head when they made
it. I think they just didn't have any ingredients.
They probably drank most of the sherry, and they're like, well, this sounds like a good idea.
Sherry, olive oil. Oh, okay, maybe you got a nice little Marsala.
Let's make cookies. Oh, sugar, right? Sugar's in cookies.
I mean, you know, my family, when they were in Italy, my mom remembers that, like, eggs are actually very rare to come by. And so
did they look under the chickens.
Things like, well, they didn't have chickens. No. So
they didn't have chickens.
I mean, at least not all the time.
How did they eat chicken parm?
That's actually not that a traditional Italian.
I think that
dish.
Was made in Brooklyn.
Oh, yeah, it's probably it.
It's Italian American.
I mean, it's like, yeah, I mean, chicken parm is delicious, don't get me wrong, but like, you know, let's call it
Italian American dish. The same way I'm pretty sure chimichanga is like just some California. There's a lot of foods like Mexican foods that are really just
Just like Chinese food here isn't really Chinese food, but it's delicious.
Yeah, with the fortune cookies. Yeah.
Dude, I love those fortune cookies.
Yeah.
Those are cool.
Those are amazing. They make my day.
But like back to like the central point that I was trying to make here.
I'm sorry.
It's like if I don't have anything like from the motherland as some people.
Well, what is your motherland?
I think my father's side was like Spanish, Irish, German, Austrian, and my mother's entire
side. How do you pronounce your
Italian.
Last name again?
Harrigi.
Oh, okay.
Harrigi. Funny story, actually, someone from work asked me, how do you pronounce your last name? And they related it back to Jamiroquai, the artist from the 90s.
I had no idea who Jamiroquai was.
That's funny.
Yeah, Virtual Insanity?
Don't been cracking
What's
up.
I don't know what Virtual Insanity is either.
Oh, wow.
You know,
now you guys have lost me. I went right over my head.
It's all right. Google it after this.
We'll have a learning
experience. We'll put the song on and comment.
But we didn't have any traditions like that. We didn't eat the fish on Christmas.
Oh, that's
we
a big tradition.
We
that's
didn't.
Not
I've never done that either.
We never knew that was a big thing.
You guys are. I mean, you're not technically missing out because I'm missing out on the meat. But you guys are missing out on meat. That's an awesome thing to experience.
My family just doesn't eat fish that much.
Oh, dude,
I've never heard.
You don't get the calamari. You don't get no calamari.
I get it at a restaurant.
Calamari.
You know,
I'm sorry, the fried calamari.
All right, so calamari has done so many. I can go on and on about food. So if you ever need to cut me off, you just got to cut me off.
I will not.
You could put calamari in the red sauce. You could put calamari in like seafood salad, which is like that's like a staple. And if the seafood salad's too fishy, Marone, you got to watch out. The family's going to freak out. Christmas Eve is like the holiest of holy days in the Italian-American household. Like, we're talking months and months of preparation, slaving over the stove for several days. The cakes that are baked, the cookies that are made, the cannolis that are filled. Everything is like a crucial part of this. Whether you're talking about the seafood that you order, everything that you fry, it's just... It's like, it's unbelievable. The house stinks like hell for the next couple days because most of the stuff is fried or it smells like fish. You get the cod. You get pounds and pounds of cod, bacala. You salt it and you drain the salt out in the water. And then you could batter it. You can make shrimp like 17 different ways.
I think we basically just eat tilapia. And that's just like maybe like on like during Lent.
That's actually one thing we don't eat is tilapia. but we do
great,
have
the one dart that I throw. It doesn't even make the dart.
I mean, we have a lot of other, there's a lot of other fish in the sea.
On that note, before I gouge my eyes out.
It's like a date, not a date. You know what I mean? Like, Christmas is a date. You can't take Christmas.
Wow, all right, that's true. We do have dates, though.
Those are good.
Those are delicious.
Yeah.
I should have shut my mouth.
Good for digesting.
They are good.
All right, so anyways.
Sweet.
Yeah. So anyways, this podcast primarily is an offbeat news program, which I maybe that's very loose requirements, but whatever. So we got some weird news from what was last week actually? The week ending in like the 18th. Yeah, we're doing this episode late because that's the only time we could wrangle these 2 guys together.
Oh.
So We got some older stuff. So hey, you might still be the cool guy around the water cooler. The water cooler guy. So, anyways, kid gets a felony charge for something he did in school instead of detention. And what did he do? Logged onto the computer network, changed his teacher's background to what is this now? Two men kissing.
Not it. Oh, that's it?
Yeah, okay. That's not it.
That was very different than the
description before.
You really, you hyped it up.
Yeah. Wow, sensationalism to the extreme right there.
Well, hold on. I didn't read this fully.
Oh, you didn't read the news article that we're supposed to be reporting on.
We are reporting on it.
Well, the title of the article, great journalism here, student who pranked his teacher should get a detention, not jail and a felony. And, of course, me, the inquisitive guy, I'm like, what did he do that warranted a felony? Did he steal the Hope Diamond? Let's find out. Nope, it's just changing a picture of two men kissing.
If it was another picture of two men kissing, and then he changed it to a different picture of two men kissing. That's right not.
Four men kissing.
Four.
Then what is a construction site?
I was just going to say foreman. The puns erupt. There's a sawmill in the background.
I mean, I think detention would have been the logical first step here. Maybe perhaps jumping to a suspension, a nice talking to. I mean, the felony...
Does the fact that this happened in Florida change anything?
Well, I mean, if you have to pick two states that really should not be in the country, it's Florida and Arizona. So I guess that could be a large factor.
Why Arizona?
Because Arizona has some vigilante laws there. They don't really like immigration. They're quite radical. They're really close to Mexico.
Well, yeah, I mean, I guess they have more of a right to say that.
What about they're crazy?
Yeah, they're a little crazy, but I'm saying it's not our backyard. Everyone here is like immigrants, and Arizona's we're dealing with it, not you.
We live in New York. We have a lot of immigrants here, and I love it. I love the fact that I can go into New York City and hear 5,000 languages, pretty much.
It's very true.
It's
very
awesome. True. And in Arizona, it's more like, well, maybe you guys should leave. And I'm just like, okay, I've never been to Arizona.
Maybe what we all need to do is
hole in the ground everyone loves.
We all need to go live in Arizona for a while, and they need to come here, and then we'll see if any sides are switched.
Yeah, but then, like, who's in Arizona besides, like, Smokey the Bear and forest fires? Like, I really don't understand, like, this.
Why are they trying to kick people out?
Oh, actually, my company's headquarters are in Arizona, so I might be out of a job.
You know, it should be called Arizona, because it's like super hot, and like
everything's
made of Adobe, and not the Photoshop. It's like the actual, like, that brick.
The clay, the sun-dried clay.
Yeah, like, the only sun-dried things I like are tomatoes. I don't like sun-dried tray or any.
So Arizona, I can see, but why Florida not being a state in the...
Apart from Disney World, what does Florida have?
Oranges and alligators.
Oh, you know, I don't like alligators, but oranges is a good point.
It's where we send our old people.
Yeah, but like,
don't you want to see Grandpa?
I mean, yes, but so my Grandpa's not in Florida, and there's a reason for that too. We want to maintain his sanity. Oh, man. Okay, come on. It's like, it's Florida.
What about old Canasta Hill?
Apart from old people, who goes to Florida? People go to Disney World or like Universal Studios, and maybe some of those beaches that they want to go see and then get like bit by
Miami's
sharks.
Miami's a pretty big city. There's a lot of stuff going on there.
All right, okay, so maybe you have, like, one city. But, like, think of all the crazy stuff you hear in Florida. Wasn't there, like, that thing about, like, the stand your ground law that happened in Florida?
Oh, I'm pretty sure. You know that show South Beach Tow about the woman that just chases people around with the stuff? That's in Florida.
Yes.
That's
Florida's
a funny show.
Crazy. I think, like, in Florida, there's some rule where, like, if someone mugs you, you can just, like, shoot them with a bazooka. It's, like, that even outclasses Texas, where you can, like, buy grenades just for, like, pleasure. It's like, I don't understand.
For pleasure. Grenades. Been waiting for this all week.
I just want to blow something up. Yeah, no, so that's why I think, like, Florida and Arizona, if we had to go back to 48, knock those two out, bump us up to 49, just take Puerto Rico. I don't know if they want it, but might as well.
Apparently they do. Do you think
they would give this kid a felony charge? What state did this happen in?
Florida.
Yeah. Oh, this is why we're talking about Florida. Okay.
I mean, I'm not just bashing Florida for the sake of bashing Florida. Don't get me wrong. I do love Florida.
Disney World is awesome.
Yeah.
And that's unbelievable.
You know what?
I bet that's how, like, when everyone's like, New York City, and then there's the rest of New York that no one's talking
about.
Right. We're all like, Disney World.
I don't even care about most of New York. Apart from Long Island, I lived there, like Strong Island, woo, but that's about it. And we got that tea named after us. I don't know why, but that's really, like...
I was going to say maybe we should just get rid of North Dakota. We already have a Dakota to fall back on.
Just combine them.
West Virginia and Virginia.
They should settle their differences.
But see, when the North and South Carolina, there was that veil between two mountains of conceit.
Well, South Carolina, they can leave too. I'm just saying.
How many other states are there? Are there any other
Paris?
What about Kansas and Arkansas? Like the pirate version of Kansas. I don't know.
It's Arkansas.
Oh, I'm in Arkansas.
It's not Kansas.
So,
Arkansas.
It's like pronouncing something French just because you want to like...
Or like Parsons, if you want to really class it up, you know, go with Parsons.
Yeah, right? Or, Parson, and instead of cheese whiz, it's Shea Whiz.
Shea Whiz.
Shea Whiz.
But if there's anything that Fargo has taught me, it's that North Dakota is full of potential killers.
Really?
Really.
Yeah, totally.
You know, if you have a last name that's also a first name, you have an increased likelihood of becoming a serial killer. So, like, for example, if your name was, like...
Billy Bob?
Like, yeah, Billy Bob.
Ricky Bobby?
Yeah.
Ricky Bobby.
Ricky Bobby.
You are like a frightened little chipmunk.
But back to your...
I don't remember that.
Back to the...
yeah, they say it. It says it in the movie.
I mean, I think the felony charge is a bit ridiculous, but knowing the Florida court systems will probably go through and everything's going to be... No,
it's a 14-year-old.
But what type of precedent does this set? Like, do we really want...
That means no one's ever going to change the background again. And if they do, they're going to death row. If it was anything worse, they'd probably be put on death row.
Well, also, let's go with the premise that Florida's filled with old people.
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Something like this, they would probably see, oh my God, that kid's a hacker.
More conservative.
He's going to hack everything. Just for changing a background. Because apparently he used an administrator password.
I mean,
which is probably like password.
Which is probably a bunch of ones and maybe a two.
A lot of zeros.
Could be zeros. It could have been password.
But if the people are old, the only thing they're hacking away at is their lungs because, you know, they're dying. So it's like, maybe they
alienated the old audience.
I mean, like, the old, I love you old people, trust me.
No, we know our demographic.
No, but it's just, you know, old people are wonderful in the sense that they can do whatever they want because their filter's like gone. They can just use the excuse, all right, I'm old, go fuck yourself. And I'm just like,
what are you doing?
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's basically what it boils down to.
I think I was joking with someone the other day, like, I can't wait to be old so I could, like, fake memory loss around you. Just be like, can you take out the trash? Where am I? This isn't them. Just do that.
You know, that'd be very scary to deal with, I think.
It would be. But if it was actually happening.
What about that?
Right, he's saying he can reverse it whenever
he wants. But what if you tell a lie long enough, you start to believe it? What if you really start thinking?
Believe you don't have a memory? But then you'd have to... Then you'd have to forget that you were actually trying to not remember, and then you...
That seems like an awkward catch-22 right there.
That's a very awkward catch-22.
You know,
you'd have to function.
Follow my plan. Now I was just using this to get out of like,
you know,
trash duty.
I believe it's either in the Netherlands or Denmark. They actually have a treatment facility for patients with Alzheimer's where it's a fake village with fake shops and everything, so they can actually like pretend to live their lives.
But
it's contained within it, so it's like
that is delightful.
Like, I know all these other countries that spend money on healthcare do a really great job to like help their citizens, and it's a wonderful.
Especially
place.
Considering the medicine does, you know. It's not the best.
Well, yeah, I mean, for Alzheimer's, you got issues of adherence and all these different things.
Just that it doesn't work.
It's not as well understood because our brain is a whole enigma still. So
yeah, I probably should have prefaced this entire episode with Gerard and Anthony are in pharmacy.
Yes.
They know all about drugs and...
Well, not all. I mean,
well,
right, most. Know something. At
if
least.
You want... Well, you got to go to a street pharmacist for the other drugs. We know legal drugs.
I mean, my knowledge of that is much more questionable than my knowledge of random factoids. Things
you'd find on a Snapple cap?
Yeah, probably. Yeah. I think it'd be great. If we took Snapple 101, which some of my friends do take at other campuses, I would be fantastic.
Isn't there one of those that's like, half of these are fake? You thought all these Snapple facts are real?
Oh, yeah. I think I remember looking at the website one time, just like, oh, test your Snapple fact knowledge. And then it just like, number 727, like giraffes' tongues are 6 feet long. I'm like, oh, that sounds like it would be on a Snapple cap. Wrong.
Wasn't fruit roll-up supposed to be like 6 feet long? Maybe that was 3 feet.
No, I think it's 3 feet.
Oh, it's foot by the foot.
Fruit by the foot.
Oh, damn it. I thought it was more than 1 foot.
6 feet of fruit by the foot is like seems pretty excessive. I think like bubble tape.
I'm not even 6 feet tall. I'd be eating my height in
Yeah, wow, that's pretty crazy. Your height and fruit roll-up.
No way, man. Let me get my 3 feet. Nobody is that short, unless they're kids, which kids are probably going to eat.
Yeah, kids would probably
imagine being a kid and having all that fruit roll-up at your disposal.
No, I would not.
What would you do?
I would not know what to do.
I'd probably eat it, knowing me. I don't think I would use it to measure out my treehouse.
I think that's what they intended, but maybe...
I don't think I would bandage up my broken leg.
Maybe that's a way to identify who's going to be the future doctors and construction workers, you know. Give them a fruit roll-up. If they eat it, maybe they're a chef. Maybe they're a connoisseur. If they start bandaging their friends, a doctor. If they start measuring their treehouse, a construction worker. If they strangle someone, a criminal.
If they start measuring something else, an adult film
star.
That's
why Fruit by the Foot is banned in North Dakota.
Ah, wait, is it actually banned there?
No, it is not.
You know, everyone's wrote a speech about Nebraska and how The only people who go to Nebraska are people who lack imagination and want to die.
That is harsh.
I was going to say that would be Florida, because you have Disneyland there to do the imagination but that's for like you.
First off, Disneyland's in California.
Man, we gotta visit some of these states before we say all this. I want to go to these places.
Dude, what's in Nebraska besides fields of corn?
I don't know. I'm not there right now.
More corn.
That is
more
the
corn.
Stereotype.
They got Lincoln.
I mean, all right, sorry.
I assume they have infrastructure. But
I don't mean to be statist, but I don't like a lot of these states just for the sake of what I've learned about them.
I think that's fair.
Learned or heard?
Heard, learned, same thing, right?
Is that not the same thing?
I mean, I guess.
Well, you could hear something totally false and think you learned, but you actually didn't learn.
Yeah, but then again, we boil down to like, how much of our knowledge is actually verifiable and how much of it is based on other
people. You're absolutely right. Not everything's a clinical trial.
Yeah, I know. It's like this bias. But I want to go back to this article thing so we can inform these people of the news that we were supposed to be reporting on about this poor soul in Florida who wants to perform a potentially harmless
prank. When's he getting charged? Is he like, did this just happen or is it like...
This happened a week ago. I don't think there was much to do. The whole article reads like an editorial.
They'll probably drop that case, honestly. It's like a waste. Seems like a waste of time.
Yeah, I don't think there's any follow-ups with that. Yeah, he was suspended for school for 10 days and is also charged with an offense against a computer system and unauthorized access.
All right, so that offense makes sense.
Like if somebody like hacks your Facebook status.
Oh, maybe that's felony. I guess that's exactly the felony, is that you're just hacking the computer system. That's what older people think hacking is. See, but why didn't he hack the computer system to like change his grades? Like that kind of makes more sense.
Then he would have probably gotten, you know.
That probably wouldn't have been a problem. But okay, he's 14 years old. I don't think he thought that.
Right, and he's also not a hacker. Like that's the other thing.
He probably guessed the right password.
But I'm not a rapper. That's true too.
Good lord.
We're not rappers.
So don't rap at us.
Podcast, we spit that.
All right. You know,
listeners, you heard that.
Let's shift gears for a second. You know anyone who was in an online relationship?
No.
Like they met on a line for something or like they were on the internet?
Let's just say it existed at least a couple of months on the internet. They could have met afterwards.
Because, I mean, like, if I'm online at Shake Shack, you looking fine, then relationship, that's online.
I guess it is a relationship. I mean, Shake Shack is a bonding experience. It's like a burger.
It's awesome.
You're talking about the Buddhist of burgers. It is, you bite into that, you achieve nirvana. You see the Eightfold Path unfold before you.
The Eightfold Path is each layer of the burger.
Oh, dude, that's something that's got layers.
It is a convenient mecca for us New Yorkers to get to.
Oh, I love Shake Shack. When is it reopening, going to Madison Park?
This summer, I believe.
I hope. I can't wait.
That would be the best time.
For those of you out there who never tried Shake Shack, you go to Shake Shack, you get the Shack Stack.
Go there.
It is quite an experience.
I had the regular burger the other day, and the regular burger is actually amazing.
Yeah, but without
the shrooms.
But it's all about the shrooms.
I thought it was, but I buckled down and I got
Shack Stack, and I'm like, you know what? I don't even like portobello mushrooms to
begin
with.
Then why would you get the Shack Stack?
Because everyone keeps saying, hyped. Get the Shack Stack.
Masochistic, because you just, I don't like mushrooms.
But you know what?
Because it's being hyped up.
I still was able to salvage it by just removing the portobello mushroom and having the burger.
Where did the portobello mushroom go?
Yeah, don't say the garbage, bro.
No, I think I gave it to a friend.
Okay.
Just, all right, good. You can eat
portobello mushroom.
That friend owes you a big favor.
You give friends those things.
You give friends portobellos. You give pigeons portobellos. You don't throw that in the trash.
That's true. Get the pigeons in.
Hmm. The pigeons, they'll
fly. Wait, wouldn't they owe me a favor then?
Yeah, the pigeons would. They won't crap on your car for a week. That's a pretty good favor.
Those won't. Others will.
You know what pigeons I want to owe me a favor?
Yeah.
The good feathers.
There we go.
What are the good feathers?
From Animaniacs, it's like loosely based on
Goodfellas. Coo man, coo.
No, you're not a clown.
What is going on? I guess there's other people. I don't even know if that's actually.
We're not crazy. Let's preface this.
Yeah, well, we're not collectively hallucinating.
So with online relationships, in Napoleon Dynamite, there was that guy. What was his name? Like
Kip.
Yes.
What was his girlfriend?
It's getting serious.
That was good. That was good, right? I like that. Yeah. So I guess he had an online relationship.
He did.
So for all of you people who have ever been leery about people having online relationships. Your fears have been confirmed because in Portland,
that's
Oregon,
a bit of a stretch, but
a woman has been arrested and charged with assault after she allegedly beat her longtime online boyfriend over the head with a bat at their first face-to-face meeting.
So, did he like online cheat on her or something? Like, how does that work?
No, I read this article beforehand. Apparently, she did not communicate at all that she did not want to be in this relationship anymore. So when they met face-to-face, she told him, close your eyes. He was expecting a surprise. back of the head, slam.
Well, that's one hell of a surprise. Him. I mean, yeah. That's what a surprise guy, of your life.
Is he
all right?
Is he okay?
Yeah, he got some stitches and a fractured skull. The way that this article read was like, oh, God, is he dead? But she only got charged with assault. She didn't, like,
that's it. She didn't get the felony, and this but other is he, kid wait, did.
So he's not dead?
No, he's not dead.
Alive. Oh, that's good. At least, geez.
He got nine staples he's still to the head from his fractured skull. But she just smashed him in the back of the head.
Maybe she was just playing a lot of, like, Super Smash Brothers and just forgot that she wasn't Ness and just went for that, you know, that up smash, whatever that is.
MLB 2K11.
you got a lot of explaining in court on that one.
That's like T-Bone,
I heard actually. Of Grand Theft Auto-inspired crimes, but that is something else.
Yeah, Super Smash Bros.
Super Smash Bros. Inspired crimes.
You get to smash a bro. What's more to want?
Clearly, Nintendo has some issues with their online play, so she took it to another level and wanted to really play online with a person. And she hit him upside the back of the head with a baseball bat. I mean, that's like, you know, I guess on a list
home
of
run,
things,
you win the match.
She knocked it out of the park. But, like, I guess
game of, set.
That was really good. Out of
Melee!
Out of certain things that I would not expect, that's actually, like, that's still somewhat expected. You know, you kind of always expect from, like, an online person you might have the risk of
getting
beaten by something.
Yeah. Well, you would expect, like, something like this would be, like, out of catfishing. Like, oh, maybe he looks like catfish.
Wait, what's catfishing?
That TV show where, like...
No, go ahead.
It's like that TV show where they find all these online predators, and they basically, like... I mean, it's... All right, so are you familiar... It's not exactly the same, but...
Is that Dateline?
Like, to catch a predator. Oh, okay. Where they, like, bait all these people, and then they...
It's instead of like predators, it's just like you know how people sometimes lie about their profile pictures,
right?
This
is me after I've been working out, and like in reality you're like some 300-pound guy. Like, oh yeah, my profile picture looks different. Like these people just kind of like lie about it.
That's a little messed up. I will not lie. If you don't want the relationship to continue, it's online. I don't imagine it's that hard to.
Yeah,
especially
well, you would try to avoid like. Meeting face to face as much as possible.
You could probably block them or something.
Yeah. Well, some people too. They feel like it's easier to talk through a computer because think about it. Yeah. A lot of the social intimidation, whatever that may be, you know, I get anxious from time to time.
Yeah,
but like,
no, I agree.
All that intimidation from an in person conversation is no longer there. You can say whatever you're whoever you want to be online.
Can you be a hot grill?
You can be a hot girl.
Sure, man. If you can convince somebody enough that a hot girl knows how to type, what the hell?
Or what's that new thing, like, I'm on an Apache attack helicopter? I sexually identify as an Apache attack helicopter, and ever since I was a little kid, I've wanted, like, missiles and machine guns attached to my arms. That's the thing that's been running around. I forget it's on Reddit or one of those websites, and it's been ridiculous.
I guess
it's hilarious.
Like a parody.
Absolutely. It's hilarious.
Never seen that.
You gotta
awesome.
Read it. It's so funny. I identify as an Apache attack helicopter. Which also goes to show, like, a lot of the things that we remember our Native American brethren as are involved in guns or like Tomahawk missiles, Apache attack helicopters, Navajo World War II
Kotak.
It's like all
just
of it.
Keep reminding them of the weapons that people would have used on them if it was like that time.
I know, it's really sad. And like, I guess they'll never get to that point because we've isolated them off in reservations and thrown them free booze and cigarettes. But
and now casinos. Actually, weirdly enough, I actually saw the episode of South Park the other day where like, they gambled away all their homes in the Indian casino.
Homes?
Yeah, they're homes.
Okay.
I put my house up as collateral with, the guy that owns the casino is like Chief Runs with Premise.
That's a great name.
Your son, Premise Running
Finn. You know, that's actually really cool. I would love to have like an Indian chief name. Like, what would be a cool Indian chief name to have?
Runs with burritos.
That seems like a normal Taco Bell experience, though. Like, I don't understand. That's not that.
No, that's the need. Afterwards. That's
yeah,
the
well,
afterwards.
Yeah, you know, you get runs with burritos. The only place you can get gas for $1.08. And that's
$1.08.
I mean, Taco Bell has gone crazy with their new grilled chicken, no, crispy chicken stuff. I think like cracked chicken. They took like a KFC turn of events here.
You know, it's weird. Taco Bell has maybe the same 10 ingredients, so when they throw a new one into the mix, they basically beat that shit to death.
But it's awesome.
Because
however,
it's all they have.
For
I
those
mean,
Taco Bell
like...
people listening in on this, I don't know why you just get to do the Beefy Crunch Wrap. That was like, the Beefy Crunch Burrito has to be one of the greatest things that this side of the earth has ever experienced. And I don't understand why it was limited, because I want them back.
So Taco Bell's like the only shout out to you, Taco Bell.
Bring
it back.
Bring
it back.
Ugh.
you know, yeah. throwbacks to that. And but yeah, so
no, throwbacks to the volcano stuff, man.
What the hell? The volcano stuff?
The lava sauce, the volcano taco, volcano burrito. It was like a super spicy sauce they put in with a burrito and a red shell taco.
You know, I'm a fan of spice. I love spice. It's not really spicy.
Do you still have that crazy sauce that you gave me some of?
So I got a
bottle. Do you use that for anything?
Every once in a while when I'm in the mood to like cry. But so I found this bottle of hot sauce at this random fair upstate in New York. There's this fair, like, well, it's not random, I guess. It's the Dutchess County Fair, and they have, like, a lot of homie foods, and, oh, my God, it has some of the best beef jerky. You know, you hang out, you get, like, souvenirs, like, cowboy hats and everything. They have, like, cool shows and all, like, a lot of antiques. And some of the best stuff I got there was this hot sauce, which I tried some. And it was definitely synthetically made. I actually had to sign a waiver to buy the hot sauce, and I have to inform people of taking it that they might be violently hurt. So it's intense. You put a little on a toothpick and that will really send you crying. I don't even think you can taste anything if you actually put it on food.
No, it doesn't taste like anything. It's just spice.
Yeah, but that's like, that has variety to life, you know? It's just like, it's just so powerful. Sometimes you really just want a kick in your mouth.
Not that day, man. You gave me a toothpick. You're like, here's a toothpick. Just take a toothpick. That's all you need. Put it on my tongue. Explodes. No amount of that little amount of sauce should not feel that way.
Well, yeah, it does. It's just, that's the type. I hunt down different things that are spicy, and I mix them with random other spicy things. And it's really, really awesome. I don't taste the food anymore, though. That's the problem.
No, I didn't taste it. That's why you're like, oh, you're done with your food? Good, because I have something for you.
Right, no, because you can't taste anything after. It's like a certain
effect. It took like a good half hour for that to wind down.
Yeah, the half-life of that is pretty insane.
Beer helped.
I mean,
is there any point to that hot sauce?
Yeah, the point is you own it, your life decisions. That's what because it was like a $14 bottle of hot sauce. And it's not that
big. Are either of you two like Doritos?
Yeah. Oh my God, there was a Dorito, a fiery fusion.
Oh man,
Dorito.
All the stores we've looked for this thing.
I have been trying to look. Back when I used to work for a wonderful organization that I will not name, I used to dispense medications.
We'll call it Selfco.
And yeah. As I was working there during my breaks, I would love to go there to grab these purple bag Doritos. Not the sweet and spicy chili, because that's a poser. Everyone always thinks I'm talking about the sweet and spicy chili, but no. I'm talking about the fiery fusion habanero Cayenne deliciousness, where one chip could send you like crying. And it was amazing.
Oh, it was like that spicy?
Oh, it was so good. And I just sit there during my break. I'd bite a chip. I'd offer it to my coworkers. They'd scream in agony. And it was just fantastic. I loved that. And then after a few months.
Now that's the reward.
After a few months, it was just gone. They never said anything about it. There's like, I looked it up on their website. There's like one deli in all of Long Island that carries it. And I haven't ventured
there yet.
Still
carries it?
Supposedly.
I think with those things, like, they're so spicy that people don't quite know what they're in for.
No, I love it.
You love it. But this is you. I know you can't see me, listeners, but I'm like pinching my fingers together and there's no room in between them. And the circle, now I've like created a circle with my hands. This is everyone else. And like, maybe that's why there's only one deli. So, like, the people who really
I would pay to get, like, directly shipped.
I agree with you. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it. You're not wrong for liking it, but I think because so many people couldn't handle the heat, that's why they just
shouldn't be in the
kitchen. You're right. They shouldn't be in the kitchen.
So, what we've been trying to do is every time we go to any store that sells chips, it's part of my ritual to go check and see if there may be a lone fiery fusion hiding amongst this Serengeti of chipotry.
Did we check everywhere around here?
We checked everywhere around here. There's always like, when I see the purple, I get a little bit excited. Then I see it's a sweet and spicy chili, and my hope just dies. It's like reading the ending of 1984 over and over again. It's just not a fun experience.
Well, I remember that's actually like my experience with Sour Starburst. Do you remember when that was actually?
Oh,
yeah.
I do remember
that. Cannot find them anywhere. And then you know what? I have this urge for Sour Starburst. I need to have them in my mouth. Where can I find it? And I look on Amazon. There's a guy selling them for like $50 a pack.
Now it's a relic, man.
Now that's a relic. That is vintage.
That's also probably the same guy who sells like Crystal Pepsi. And all
probably.
Those other...
Probably. But I was actually saying, like, I didn't know about the fiery fusion. I was going to say they just made a straight-up habanero flavor. And I'm like...
It's probably close, but that fiery fusion, I don't know what science
is working on.
Yeah,
no, that sounds even hotter.
Pfizer, if you're looking for some good people, you go to the Doritos factory, you get those flavor makers.
Those chemists, man.
They can design you a drug.
They'll make any dosage form palatable.
Oh, my God.
They can make somebody eat a suppository. I'm sure someone's tried that anyway.
Yeah, they definitely have tried eating
suppositories. But, like, that it would even
work. Kind of like how the directions on deodorant might be a little bit misleading, like push-up bottom.
Took me a second, but now I know I wouldn't make that mistake.
Neither would I.
That's the difference between us and the people that did make that mistake. Yes. I'm sorry for those who made that mistake.
Yeah, I remember eating the habanero really. Chips, and I'm like, you know what? This isn't even... I'm not tasting food. This is like an endurance test, yeah, honestly.
He who runs even, with spice.
Oh, yeah, that reminds me.
He who runs with spice. Yeah.
There is something else, and the next time you guys are at one, I was at a Buffalo Wild Wings a couple weeks ago.
I've only been there once.
They have a deal by the one on Atlantic in Brooklyn where it's 60 cents a wing on Thursdays.
Wow.
Ooh. Yeah. So
why Thursdays?
I don't boneless Thursdays.
Oh yeah, boneless Thursdays. That's
boneless
right.
Thursdays.
That's
so this Thursday.
You're talking about this is like an intuitive.
Probably
thing,
probably
Thursdays.
Going there, but my point is
it's so intuitive. It's
my
Thursday.
Point is,
where else would you have boneless wings?
Boneless.
You can't have boneless Wednesdays because Wednesdays is like Wednesday.
It's a structure, that's, man. It's a the week.
So
I mean,
like
Mondays are already crappy. So you're never gonna have boneless Mondays.
No. Make it less crappy. Boneless Mondays. Free beer Mondays. That'd be
free
great.
Beer Mondays.
How great would Mondays be?
Very disruptive.
Very true.
Disruptive.
But
yes.
Continue. Don't mean to
but
interrupt.
No, it's fine. So they have on the menu a spiciness scale, and you can go all the way up to where the little ball goes red, and it's really because it starts out green, you know, lime green, green, yellow.
Okay, all right, we
yellow.
Get it.
Yeah, so it goes all the way to really
blends up
red,
to red.
To red, and I tried the second hottest one for the third
was it
mango
hot?
Habanero. It was. I tried the first one. It's not so bad. It's not the first one.
It's
you keep eating them.
Upkeep, right?
There was
that's
like six. There's like
going.
Six of them.
It's
kept eating
reaction.
Them. By the time the fifth one hit, I'm like, shit, my mouth's on fire.
You know what my actual favorite flavor is that I tried? The
what?
Parmesan garlic there.
That's good.
Delicious.
Too.
Yes.
It's awesome.
I mean, I've only been there once.
I, like the jerk,
I gotta go.
The
back.
Jerk chicken one is good.
The fried
Caribbean
pickles
jerk.
Are really good too.
Fried pickles
they
are good. The mushrooms are good too.
Ooh,
okay, so another like wing place, Hurricane Wings.
Never
Hurricane
heard of
Grill.
It. Nope.
Okay, there's this place that my brothers go to all the time. It's absolutely crappy service. The last time I was there, we waited like an hour and a half just for wings. We all ordered wings.
You know, it's
there's
like
no reason
every
for wings
experience
that long.
At the Cheesecake Factory I've been to.
But that one's like
I mean,
a
at least
gourmet
you got the
diner.
A diner, correct, good. It's a gourmet diner.
It's a gourmet diner. Yeah.
I would not classify it as a gourmet restaurant.
It is not.
It's a
it
diner
it's
with
good.
Cheesecake.
Get
it is pretty good.
Enormous yeah. portions.
They give you that cool buzzy thing. So at least like you're always
like
waiting.
Shake Shack.
Shake Shack actually rings the buzzer in a reasonable time frame.
Oh, they're like an hour.
Cheesecake Factory,
yeah.
You're sitting there and you it's can't like make reservations because, I don't know, some game that they play with you.
Yeah,
I tried getting reservations for my girlfriend's birthday. Like, we don't do reservations. Like, why?
So, I don't understand we don't do reservations. Yeah, that's like a poor attitude for customer service. You're talking about poor customer service. That's like the Starbucks line at 4 p.m. here. You have one worker making 15 different drinks at once. You're
yeah,
sitting,
but that's not
the only
worker's
way that
fault,
I could,
dude.
No,
like,
you're looking, yeah, but you're looking at some.
The only way I can
right
rationalize
there.
It with
minutes.
The Cheesecake Factory that I go to is because it's right outside of a mall, so you already get
well,
stragglers.
So is the up, there's only two of them that I know of. One's
yeah.
at the Roosevelt Field, one's at the Huntington.
There's one in the Smith Haven Mall, like near where I live.
Oh,
but that's like even farther out from
oh,
me.
It's even, okay.
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't even know that. There's three Cheesecake Factories on Long Island?
It's
probably
presumably,
more.
Yeah.
And if you've got a computer at home, check it out.
Okay. What was it? Hurricane Grill. Okay. So,
see, I remember.
Yeah. So they got like a spectrum of wings. My favorite one, called Fire and Ice, actually. It's got like horseradish sauce.
Hmm.
Yeah. Which you wouldn't even think about it, but like, hey, there's that. I think the main point of my story was that the service sucks, but it was supposed to
I
be
mean,
the
yeah, there's been like some. There's been a bunch of places with sucky service, and actually. There was a restaurant that I will not name where I had a terrible experience with a burger. I ordered my burger medium rare, and it came Sahara dry. Like, I'm talking, you could taste the sand in
the burger. I don't know what place this is, but I know the story.
And the problem of this night, too, was I was already in a bad mood because I had my anatomy final the next day. And it was coincidentally my sister's birthday on this night, so I guess my family wanted to go celebrate. And I was all down to celebrate, but they're like, hey, let's go to Long Beach. I'm like, we can't go somewhere like that. Block. We can't wait till after my final supper. Nope. Gotta go to Long
wait
Beach.
Wait a minute.
You gotta go to this place. You gotta go to this place.
Really?
It's fantastic.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking
are
about.
Are you serious? So we go there because they have like this pretzel appetizer. And this pretzel appetizer, it's just like, you know, when you like bread at certain restaurants or normal restaurants, you get bread. They give you pretzels with mustard. And I'm like, all right, cool. Whatever. Pretzels with mustard. Everyone likes that. So, you know, it's a classic.
Very true.
It's good. I mean, the best part of it was they were playing some good music in the restaurant. But then I was, like, sitting there. I was already a little bit agitated. I wanted to study my notes. I wanted to have my final the next day. I'm just like, you know, the only saving grace would be a nice, succulent burger. You know, order it medium rare. You can't go further than that. Maybe medium. Once you get past medium, you start getting into crazy land.
Just
start
like,
ordering your burgers in Florida.
Just like, you're out of Flavor Town.
Right, exactly. Oh, God.
You're in
don't
the
even get me
of
on
Flavor
that.
Town.
Don't even get me on
let's
that
not,
guy.
Let's not
let's start,
with,
start that
so,
again.
Let us not open that
when
can
this burger
works.
Came back, that was it. Night was done. That place... was horrible, and I
listen,
was just so sad.
It's not for burgers. I know what you're talking about, and it's not about the burgers, my dude. All
right, that's
you so need a you second know. Opinion.
All right, so I will give the place a second opinion. I will not get their burger.
Going there this summer.
Oh, that's awesome. That's great.
No, I said we are. We're all going.
Ah, absolutely, I'll be down.
Oh, but I'll do it.
You know, when I had mentioned Starbucks before, and this is a classic story. This is a classic story that we have that I've shared with you guys. When I used to work at that lovely organization, I had to deal with a lot of customers for long shifts, and sometimes the customers would be irate, and sometimes they wouldn't be. Understandable, they're sick, they want to get their meds.
Shift happens.
Yes.
Continue.
Shift happens.
Continue.
So one of my coworkers explained to me that, as an avid fan of coffee, I would normally partake in Starbucks drinking.
That's a good story.
So my coworker explained, you know, have you ever had the red eye? And I go, no. What is that? And like, I sat and listened in childish wonder as she explained, well, the red eye is a cup of coffee, and we put two shots of espresso in it. And I'm like, can you get that double? She's like, that's like four shots of espresso. I'm like, I know.
Plus coffee.
Plus the coffee.
Plus Starbucks coffee.
So I got a double red eye, which is already off the. This is like an off the menu Starbucks item. Now, I don't know if you listeners can tell, but I'm a very quick talker to begin with. I can speak very quickly. When I get dosed up on the caffeine,
please tell me you're transcending.
When I hit the sea, there's no coming back. That coffee hit my system. And, you know, caffeine takes about like, you know, 20, 30 minutes to get in. So I drink it. I don't think anything of it. I'm sitting there. Next thing I know, I'm counting pills like the Flash. I'm sitting there, 5, 10, 15, 20, boom, 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 boom. I'm shooting them into the bottles. I'm labeling at the speed of lightning. I get thrown on registered duty. What I did to these poor customers, they came up to me. I would start talking like crazy. Anything they had. Oh, you're reading Time Magazine? Oh my God, Time Magazine is amazing. Look at that article on page 33. It's about twins. It's really cool. The DNA combinations between them, what they like, and everything about the similarities. They're like Reese's Pieces, Reese's Pieces, my favorite candy.
I
just keep speaking around. I'm like, oh, you're going to pay with a Visa? I have a Visa card in my pocket. I want to say, hey, look, it's identity. And I'm just going crazy with this caffeine for like 3 hours straight. I am bouncing off the wall. People are looking at me with their eyes are bugging out. My eyes are bugging out. I'm handing them meds. They're giving me dollars to put in the register as what I normally do. But it was so fun for me. I was like, whoa. Then all of a sudden the crash hit. I like collapsed. And all three. That was it. I was done. That was my experience of the one and only time I had a double shot red eye. And let me tell you, it is a hell of a drink.
Holy crap.
I got like hyped up from listening to that.
I know. My heart is starting to race. I feel like I just ran a marathon.
I just had a cup of coffee this morning. That already had me going. Like, I stopped drinking it for a while. And then when you go back to it after you're off of it for a while, you forget what it even did in the first place. You're like, shit, I'm wired. Shit.
It is a hell of a drug.
I was running around the mall today. I started sweating. I was like, damn, I gotta exercise.
Well, you went to the mall today?
Yeah, I walked up. It was
nice. Which mall?
The one on, if y'all are from Brooklyn, it was at King's Plaza today. It was right off of Flatbush.
Awesome.
It's not too far from
was it home. Was it crowded at the time you went?
No, not terribly. It was like middle of the day.
I've always found
it was just real nice.
Yeah, it's like I
wanted
to always
wanted to walk somewhere, and I was just like, you know what?
No matter what,
I'm gonna walk there.
That's actually a good idea. Malls are fun to walk around.
We'll walk to there, in around it, and then I walk.
Oh,
back
I'm sorry,
home.
I didn't know I was speaking to a Floridian here. Jesus.
Oh my God! No, that was very Arizonian of you to comment on that.
That is such an old person thing to say.
You're acting like you're from North Dakota right now.
Listen, let's go to the mall and walk around and see the sights.
Don't brandish that at me. Get that weapon away.
That was pretty good. I like that. I like that pun, the brandish. That's clever.
I just said brandish. I wanted to use brandish.
Well, I mean like brands, North Dakota, cow,
yeah.
That's good. I like that. So back to this article with
with
online relationships. I don't know if I could bring. I'm bringing us back to track because I don't know if the train's destination is to go there. I mean,
it's cool. You want
to
be the conductor?
It's more like the Disney monorail, where it's just kind of like it goes back.
Oh, my favorite part of the monorail was how it repeats like, "Please stay clear of the closing door." Yendo a la de las puertas. I love that part because I used to ride the monorail so many times. It would say
that reminds me of this. All right, so I was on the B train one time going to Manhattan. And the B train is an older train. It doesn't have all those fancy electronic destination things on the top of the train. It just has a conductor, an old-fashioned conductor. But usually the speaker systems on these trains are shot. So one morning, I'm going to Penn Station on this B train. Doors close. Train's about to leave. I think nothing of it. Stand clear of the closing doors, please. That wasn't an intercom. I look over. There's this guy just standing by the door. I'm like, all right. You're going to do that? All right, so we get to the next stop. This is DeKalb Avenue. Transfer to... He knew the whole thing. for every stop.
That's amazing.
It was hilarious. Wow.
That
was
guy's like, he's the unsung hero of the B train.
It was the funniest thing I've ever heard. I was like,
I want to be him.
That's the only thing I've ever seen on the subway where I'm like, damn, that's funny.
That actually is really awesome. That's a very clever approach. And it's also like useful funny.
People didn't know whether to laugh at him or just, I'm just like, he knows it back.
I would have thanked him because I have no idea.
He knows it back. Because let me remind you, there's nothing on that train saying where you can get off, transfer to, nothing. It's just the stop. You look out. Oh, that looks like maybe where I should
go. Plus, if you're bored with your friends, you should just kind of like mouth along with it. This is Wall Street.
This
like
is just, West 4th Street.
You just like mouth along with it, but like there's nothing actually saying it on those trains.
Even the in-between announcements. Don't throw garbage on the track. Track fires can be decreased. He knew every That's little fantastic. Factor. Like it was the oh man.
Did he have it? Did you like leave him some change or something? Please.
No,
tell
he
me.
Wasn't.
He, had, like,
he wasn't collecting anything. He was just standing there and doing it.
Wow, what a kind soul. Just collecting your appreciation.
Yeah, right.
That was a good
and your laughter.
Day.
That's a great day.
It was a great morning.
You know what I want to do like on a train sometime? You know how some people start. They come onto a train to start begging. They're like, excuse me, I'm sorry for interrupting your day or something like that. I want to do that and then just talk about, dude, my day was great. Listen, I'm okay. I just came back from my job and I don't hate it and I'm going back to my family. And you know what? Who here is having a good day? Just kind of like just hype people up.
Are you going to be like the Oprah of trains and you get a compliment and you get a compliment and you get a compliment?
Yeah. No, I just want to like throw that out there. Just people are like, ugh. This guy's gonna beg for money. I'll be like, no, I'm having a good day.
What if you gave them money? Like reverse begging. I guess that'd be called giving.
Yeah, that would be called giving. let's not use a buzzword for giving. How? Reverse begging.
Reverse begging.
You know what? You need this money more than I do. I'm not asking you, dude. I know, but here you are.
You want
here's
the
a 20.
You want the sandwich? Want the sandwich? Here, have the sandwich. I don't want it.
Yeah, well, you keep it. I don't want it.
It's okay. You want some gum? Take the sandwich, too. have a shaky little can of change. Just kind of like just pouring into people's pockets.
You want some?
You got to fill it with like quarters and silver dollars.
You got to bring like 3 dogs on the train with you and start shaking that shit.
Oh, the dogs start barking?
Oh, yes, they will. They hate that. More. You could... All right, so you could walk... I'm never actually going to do this because I'm considerate, but I've thought about going down my block at about 3 in the morning with just, there's a lot of little dogs in my block, so if you take a can of change, you start shaking it, those things are going to start barking no matter where they
that
are.
That is so horrible.
Yes, because they
poor
can,
dogs,
they
poor
can
people.
Eat, like, actually, yeah. I agree, the sound of shaking change is annoying, but something about that bothers them so much.
Like it's
so
a hypersensitive
much.
Ears thing. You
yes,
know what?
It is.
I'm actually surprised that with that idea and with that knowledge in mind, there hasn't been like a hostage begging situation.
I'm gonna shake this can.
I'm gonna shake this can. These dogs are gonna go crazy.
Oh, the dogs are gonna go crazy unless you fill it up. But the weird thing is, if you fill it up, I'm gonna start shaking it.
You see that baby over there? Huh? It would be a shame if that thing started crying. Luckily, barking dogs are just the trick. And just like hold it out to people, they're like frantically looking for change.
If he's shaking it, it's full of change. So like, what does he really need? He's got what he wants, unless it's rocks, or unless he's looking for dollars. Dollars, that's like moving up.
Oh yeah, that would actually make a lot more sense. Just not full can. I'm gonna shake this. Just dollars. Dollars are quiet. Dollars are not going to rustle.
Yeah, don't
dogs.
Give me coins. Give me them dollar bills.
I already have coins, and right now you're gonna see what those coins can do.
You know, with great power comes great responsibility. So. Gotta be careful who you hand your coins
to. Don't be Spider-Man. You don't have to worry about that.
I mean, we're not talking about Spider-Man. We're talking about people with coins and cans and
dollars. That's just what I think.
I'm pretty sure Peter Parker had change on him at one point.
I think everyone has a little bit of change in them.
Let me dip something in you, because that was cheesy.
God damn, the two of them.
You know, I mean, my dad actually once, he topped the puns one time. I forgot. We were driving in the car, and... something happened, and he got annoyed, and he just, like, drove, and he was like, that's it, you're driving me to drink, as he parked in front of a liquor store. And I was like, Dad, that was so bad.
Was he, like, angry, or was he, like,
he was just being, like, semi-serious, semi-angry.
Oh, that's
funny. The best was, like, one time, I forgot once again what I did in the car, but he got so annoyed at me, he was like, that's it, you're paying for college for that one. And I was like, geez, that's a bit of a threat right there.
That's heavy.
I know, that's really heavy, it's deep. It's, like, deep in your pockets, too. It's like, wow. Jeez, Dad.
Like, wow, man.
I'm sorry. My apologies. please let me home at night.
Trade school it is. Trade school it is.
No, yeah, you go to the trade school. Or with the minimum wage increase, potentially, for
what
McDonald's,
is it right now?
The $15.
See, like, I get paid $15. Yeah. If that's the case, I'm just going to work at McDonald's.
Oh, yeah, dude, why flip burgers and you can flip pills?
Yeah, I just got...
No,
why flip pills and you can flip burgers?
Why would I deal with the bullshit that I deal with and then not do that if
I
knew I was going to get
friend
the same amount of money?
She works at Stop and Shop. She told me she makes, like $9 an hour. Like, on Sundays. Like, specifically on Sundays. Saturdays is, like, $8. And I'm like, oh, Jesus. I have a salary. Let me buy you dinner.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's great. Like, I think, honestly, it'd be awesome if McDonald's wages increases and
then
everything
like,
else increases.
Yes, everything else should increase
that would be
if
great.
That's what's
going to
happen.
If McDonald's
gets paid
$15,
to.
A pharmacy industry should get paid $40, pharmacy should get paid $150. I mean, I'm jumping a little bit more, but
I think
it's fine,
if
man.
That happened, I think, like, 10 years down the line, it's like, we need a living wage of, like, I guess, what do pharmacists make? $40? We want that. Like, I think it's, you need a living wage. Of course you do, but it's like,
Yeah, but I mean, like, I guess, I don't know. Maybe
I think McDonald's
me.
Is kind of a poor
I have,
example.
Like, a fascination with being, like, a mailman for some reason.
Maybe
I just think, like, on a nice day like today, you walk around, you put some mail in people's boxes, you hang out, you get to enjoy the weather, you kind of whistle a tune to yourself.
I feel like the 50s mailman and the mailman of today would have a very interesting conversation about whose job is
reminds me of the dude
happier.
From the dude from Hey Arnold. I hate snow. I hate snow. I hate the rain.
Hate sleep.
I love how that's the one thing you remember about him. I remember.
No, he was.
I can remember that
cool
and like a couple of other scenes from him, and that's it.
Well, I just remember the snow thing because every time like it snows, one of us brings that up.
Yeah.
Was he voiced by someone famous? Like how Chef from South Park was like
Isaac Hayes. Yeah, I want to say
who's Isaac Hayes.
He's a soul singer from the '70s.
Oh, I do not know.
Hello there, children.
Have you ever heard the theme from Shaft? Oh man, that is one of the most epic songs, man.
I got a lot of things to look up after this.
I think you do.
It's gonna be great.
More make love to your woman.
That was Chef
Isaac Hayes. Yeah. That was like Isaac Hayes singing Chef, but
because I feel like even though like Hey Arnold was like what Inner City Kids.
Yeah, it was like based on four different cities, but yeah, like Inner City Kids, like Detroit, New York.
I feel like now that I think about it, the mailman kind of seemed a bit out of place.
No, I think he seemed in place.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was a mailman in the city.
I think he just kind of like showed up every once in a while.
Yeah, but he had like some little, you know, words of wisdom, a package or two.
Because like, I know like what was it? One of the characters was like going through puberty or something, and they were like in a choir.
Yeah, that was.
And he just kind of like showed up in the end, just kind of like Gerald.
Gerald.
It was Gerald. And he had like a really good voice, but then he's like a lower.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, and like the he came in the back after the show. It was just like he did it not as good. He did it actually kind of crappy. Now that I think about it. And it's just like, oh, everyone loved him for that.
It was all about
no, he did it really well. I think he just didn't know how his voice was going to sound. Because the mailman had a really deep voice. And he's like, listen, Gerald, you don't got to always sound like that. You could sound like this. And then I think he, like, showed him a song or something. And then, like, his eyes get big. And then he's like, I know what I'm doing at the concert. And then instead of being all scratchy, he just went lower instead of trying to go higher.
You know, Hannah had some awesome songs like, I saw your face and wow.
Yeah, I remember that.
Like, or like Mr. What was it? Was it Mr. Wynn?
Mr. Wynn.
With like
it's like a really good country.
Simple thing.
Yeah, that was Randy Travis.
A really good country.
Yeah,
really
that was Randy Travis right there. I remember that. That was like the big thing when I first found out about it because like my mom was big into Randy Travis. So like, oh wow. I actually know what my mom was talking about.
And then Dino Spumoni.
Frank Sinatra ripoff. Where I think like every episode with Dino Spumoni could basically be boiled down to, I'm a jerk and I'm leaving. No wait, I'm actually not.
Yeah, that's actually pretty accurate. I just know that Spumoni is like an awesome.
Forget it, Arnold. I ain't singing no more. I'm washed up.
End of the episode. Yeah. Hey, thanks for bringing me back to the stage, Arnold. Couldn't have done it without you.
Dino Spumoni.
Like, you got to say it like really exclamatory. It's Dino Spumoni.
What a great character.
That was good.
What a well-written
stoop
character.
Kid. Afraid to leave a stoop.
That was like one episode, and people
was
like remember that because
it was.
That
was like all he did. It's so absurd.
Yeah, like
kid, it's like they made it like this kid lived on the stoop. He didn't leave. He didn't eat. He just lived on the stoop.
I don't even think that was even relatable. Do you know someone who was like stoop kid? Do you know
I mean,
anyone
I used
who
to,
never
I used
left
to
their
sit
stoop?
On stoops when I was a kid? And like
I think that's
Pokemon
why everyone
cards.
Remembers it. It was
yeah.
so crazy.
Dude, stoops are like the hangout. You know, there'd always be one kid's house who had like the awesome set of stoops.
That's true.
Possibly a deck, and then you'd hang around there. You bust out the radio with the extension cord. you'd play some like songs on that, or the battery radio, I mean whatever radio you had access to. And like it'd be awesome. You just used to sit around.
I mean, excuse me for being from suburbia.
You get some Mr. Softy ice cream. I mean, I'm also from like relative suburbia too. So after a nice game of roller hockey on the street.
You lost me.
Oh, you never played?
You're losing me.
Well, that was like, you know, we'd hang out.
We played football and basketball.
We'd play hockey, we'd hang on the stoop, we'd hang around.
After we were done kicking an old piece of rope.
Oh, man. What about all that tumbleweed?
It's not the Wild West.
What were we originally talking about? What was the main topic of this news?
You know what? I think there's actually a segment that I do at the end of these where it's kind of like something on Reddit.
Okay.
Yeah. It's actually something I think you should check out. You were talking about dad jokes before, so you know what?
Oh,
I'm going to suggest people check out our dad jokes.
Dad jokes are excellent.
Yeah, go ahead. I'll rattle one off. Okay, so this guy, while choosing a frozen vegetable to eat with dinner, I handed my oldest a bag of peas to place in the cart. He looked at them reluctantly. I asked if they wanted to pick something different. After neither boy answered me, I said, "Come on, you know this." What would he say? "Speak now or forever hold your peas."
Wow. I thought he was going to say, like, peas, pasta, peas. I'm tongue-twisting myself. But no, forever hold your... Okay. That was pretty good. I've heard some better ones, though.
Well, what turns you on? Spontaneity. So if I spontaneously combusted, that would be, like, the hottest thing you've ever seen.
Oh, my God.
They're like groaners, but,
dad
like...
Dad jokes. But that is actually one of my favorite subreddits. It's very hilarious.
Flirting with a girl.
Yeah. What did the pirate say when he turned 80? I'm 80.
That reminds me of a different joke. So one day, a pirate walks into a bar with a steering wheel on his crotch, and the bartender says, "Hey, what's up with the steering wheel?" He goes, "Arr, it be driving me nuts."
Oh, my God.
You know, the next pirate after that came in with a pair of cling wrap pants, and everyone's like, "Dude, get out of here. Everyone can clearly see you're nuts."
I heard that one with like a guy goes up to a psychiatrist's office wearing nothing but saran wrap.
I think it was like on
and
Austin.
The doctor takes one look at him and says, "Well, I can clearly tell you're nuts."
I think it was on Austin Powers or something.
That could be possible.
I remember
too.
That.
There's a lot of good, you know.
I think like Doc Jones was like looking up his ass and he's like, "You know, I always knew you were crazy, but now I can see you nuts." And it's just like, they look at the camera or something.
I think the comments are like equally juicy. Like afterwards, it's like, "I told my wife that I'm 80 joke." Her response, "I don't like you anymore."
Worth it.
Yeah, let's see.
A horse walked into a bar.
Like the title of this one is "Stop, Stop, Stop, Stop. You were forewarned."
Wow.
Do the horse one.
I feel like there's only a quota of these you can hit.
Yeah, there's only a quota before like they're not funny anymore, and you have to like you're just groaning at all of them. Horse walked into a bar, and the barman said, "Hey," and the horse replied, "Sure."
I always thought the "Hey, why the long face?" That was what I was expecting. Hey,
of course, the comment afterwards is like, "The horse walked into a bar. His bar says, 'Why the long face?'" And the horse responds, "I think my alcoholism is destroying my family."
That's like, what are those called? Anti jokes? Like,
yeah, anti jokes.
Like a man.
Right
walks...
after that, there's like a link. Anti jokes is over there, dude.
Like a man walks into a bar, breaks his back, and no longer feeds his family. They lose their house. Like that's one of the anti jokes I've heard before. Like, it's pretty. We could do a happy one.
What's brown and sticky?
Stick.
Oh, what's brown and rhymes with poop?
Dr. Dre.
No, it rhymes with Snoop. My bad. I said it backwards.
Dr. Dre.
Oh God, that actually reminds me of something. Have you ever heard a child tell a joke?
I mean, yes.
Have you ever heard them tell it in such a way where it's just like it's terrible? Like it's
funny with how they tell it.
Yeah.
Bad kid jokes.
There's literally what. Knock knock. Who's there? It is me. It is who now? It me. What? What am I here for? I forgot. Well, go away because I'm going to the shop. Can I come? No, I will not be annoying. Like, that's literally the joke.
I don't even know who's talking in that. Like,
I just know because I'm, like, reading the phone.
Yeah,
like,
that's a lot of...
Why is it wrong to be friends with a fish?
Because they're underwater.
They are poopy. That's literally a bad kid joke.
Oh, now I get it.
Like, you're just, like, the kids are just fucking up the jokes.
I mean,
I don't think there's a joke to begin with. I think that is the joke.
I think that is it. That is the joke. Like that.
What has long hair and is white?
A lot of things.
Is that it?
Horses? The answer to this one is a vampire. Like, you're never going to get it. Yeah,
that's perfect.
You're never going to get
that is,
it.
That is a, that
I
is
had,
a great non sequitur
so
joke.
This
right
makes
there.
I had a cousin who would always tell this joke. He's like, what's this thing on eight wheels? And it always had to have eight wheels. And it also always had to be something totally different from the thing on eight wheels. So here's a sample. Mm-hmm. What's a milkshake on eight wheels? You will never guess.
A pancake?
A milkshake on eight wheels?
A fence.
What?
It was a fence. That was the punchline.
What?
Ah, oh, man, that's not funny.
It was funny when you did it 100 times
that's,
over.
I don't,
when you like, just walk up to everybody and you're like,
yeah, you
what's this on eight
reactions.
Wheels? And I'm like, all right, we need another one. What's a rock on eight wheels?
A fence.
A sunglass.
See, but
that was
like,
the joke.
That to me is, I just it's like free verse poetry. Just don't get it. I just don't understand it.
There was nothing to get. He just really thought it was funny. And after a while, it was funny because of
how
stupid
because of how
it was.
Silly it is.
I wonder if there's actually a subreddit for bad kid jokes. But you know what? I'll stick with the Tumblr. Until then, dad jokes. I'm going to stick with that.
Dad jokes. Shout out to dad jokes.
Shout out to dad jokes.
Shout out
dad's
to
all
dad jokes.
Dad's everywhere. I can't wait until I'm a dad and I can pull these jokes. You know what I mean?
You induce some groans from your kids. That's going to be...
Groan inducing. If you're not... If kids aren't... Well,
is your dad, like, do that to you a lot?
Oh, he's...
He seems to have a great sense of humor.
Yeah, he does.
Oh, my dad. My dad is...
You know,
he was fucking wacky. I remember.
I want to explain, like, the day I met Dean's dad, I walked out of a bathroom sucking on a candy cane.
Oh, yeah.
And,
I think I was there for that.
I couldn't shake his hand because my hands were all sticky with, like, candy cane juice. So I was, like, all confused. And I was like, hold on. I'm, like, talking with this candy cane in my mouth. And Dean's like... This is my dad. And I'm like, oh, I thought your name at the time was like Jigawi or something like that. So I was like,
Shiregi.
I was like, hey. And I elbow bumped him because I didn't want him to get any candy cane juice on him. And I felt like a 5-year-old as I was like sitting there, you know, still eating my candy cane. And your dad was like, so this guy's in pharmacy school? And I'm like, yeah, absolutely. You know, that's what us pharmacy students do. We did these things, and it was very similar to the time I met Reese's dad, which is very awkward as well.
Oh, that was hilarious.
If you want, I can explain the story.
Yes. Let's go into that on the post show. Let's go.
Okay. All right, sure.
But you know what?
That is funny.
This has been me, though.
Absolutely.
Another episode in the bag, guys. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
It was a blast.
It was a
great
time.
Comment, subscribe. Do none of those things. Just tell your friends about it. All right. This has been Gentleman Dog Portrait. Signing off.